Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast to love and world peace. I'm Dinyo Zitzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Nepop Sanam about, in reality, it is nothing. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepop Sanam, 11412, September 7, 2023, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. All human hair, fingernails, toenails, teeth, flesh, muscle, and meat, as well as the skull and dirt, go back to the earth. The saliva, mucus, pus, blood, tears, and urine change to water. The feeling of warmth goes back to fire. Moving and feeling all return to the wind. So the four elements are all individual and separate. Thus, the question is, when people die, where does the dead body return to? This body is built by the four elements and is untrue. In reality, it is nothing. So, when we have this realization, we comprehend what we should be attached to or not. We need to understand this so that we do not lose ourselves in our attachment to our bodies. While alive, we use our bodies to move and practice so that we can control ourselves. We use our bodies as a tool to find the true I. We must not act ignorantly, but instead live wise lives. By living wisely, we act like sons and daughters of Buddha. Presently, attaining the truth and the place of self-nature, which Sukhamuni Buddha had realized, is much more important than only caring for our bodies and lives. This is the reason he gave his entire experience and realization to all of us as sentient beings. He then helped us to go on the way of the truth. He guided and taught us so that all sentient beings can be emancipated and have infinite happiness. Thus, Sukhamuni Buddha is our greatest master and supreme leader. Therefore, those who are unwise unnecessarily waste their energy. They engage in ignorant actions and make negative karma, and thereby must consequentially receive the resulting recompense. Therefore, Sukhamuni Buddha gave us his most precious teaching. Sukhamuni Buddha sits in this monastery with beautiful and compassionate clothes. We can see him in quietude, saving all sentient beings. This is indeed most impressive to gaze upon and makes the minds of everyone very blissful and tranquil. So, Sukhamuni Buddha has come to our monastery to save all sentient beings. This Buddha has wisdom and prosperity and will help everyone to attain wisdom and live prosperous lives. This is the noble reason we are so blessed to have Sukhamuni Buddha in our monastery. Thank you very much, Jikwang Nepop Sanam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Die Quang der Popsinnen. If you like to hear something about the Wisdom and Prosperity Buddha in the Lotus Buddhist Monastery, you can hear also the episode number 205 or the number 110. Enjoy. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.